Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Today, I want to talk about roadblocks to setting goals. In future podcasts, I'll talk about all of the ways goal setting can and should be effective. But today, let's do the flip side. Let's talk about what stops people from setting goals. I want to share four myths, four things that get in the way for most people. Number one, thinking that not writing them down will get them done. Writing down your goals is critical. Not long ago, I was giving a speech at a conference, and at the end, everybody filled out an evaluation form. Later on that evening, I was reading through all of them, and I noticed one lady wrote, "If I hear one more speaker on goal setting tell me that we need to write down our goals, I think I'm going to throw up." I had two reactions to that comment. One, I was upset with her that she actually thought she could shortcut the process and not write them down. And secondly, I was frankly upset with myself because I realized I maybe didn't explain it as well as I could have. The fact of it is, writing down your goals embeds them in your mind, and it gets your subconscious thinking about them even when you're consciously not thinking about them. This plays to your advantage. Write down your goals and stop thinking that not writing them down will help you to get them done. They get lost in our minds when we don't write them down, and we tend to forget. So writing them down keeps them front and center. The second roadblock is thinking that writing them down and nothing else will get them done. You know, some people actually think that if they write down their goals and do nothing else, they will come to fruition. Nope, nothing is further from the truth. Writing them down and then taking positive action on them is critical. And those are important components of goal setting, is writing them down, having an action plan, getting crystal clear on what are the benefits that will come to you, what are the roadblocks to success, what are the resources you'll need to get them done, and then what's an action plan. Those are all key elements. You've got to write all that down. In fact, handwriting is one way to do it, or typing it into a computer. Either way gets your mind actively engaged. But you've got to do more than just write them down. You've got to take action. Roadblock number three is thinking that positive thinking alone will get your goals done. Not true. Please hear this clear. If all you do is think positively about your goals and nothing else, very little will happen. Yeah, you may have occasional success, more by accident than intention, but nothing will happen on purpose when you want it. I always use positive affirmations to get my mind right, but you've got to follow it up with positive action. So don't just think positive thinking alone will get it done. Let me give you some examples of some positive affirmations I use. Here's some. I accept personal responsibility for producing my own motivation. I rely on no outside stimulus. I have on success blinders. I put aside negative thinking, work around obstacles, ignore unjust criticism, and never fear failure. I guarantee the successful conclusion of every doubtful undertaking with my devout belief in the beginning that I absolutely can do it. Now, those are positive affirmations. They begin with the word I or me. They're first person, they're positively written, and they're written with passion so that I excite myself into action. But remember, positive thinking alone, just reciting affirmations, won't get it done. You've got to act. And the fourth roadblock is thinking that you must have a positive belief before you can achieve. Some people have heard the old axiom, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Okay, I'll go with that. But some people think that means I have to believe it before I can achieve it. That's nonsense. Belief before achievement is not required. Success actually builds belief. So the trick is get started. Many wins along the way will eventually convince you that it's doable and that you're capable. Don't wait for belief to happen. Just get started. So there you have it. Four roadblocks to setting goals. Stop letting them derail you, and you'll enjoy more continuous success. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.